day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmasher with the Oklahoma Beef Council. The Beef Council has worked down through the years with future dietitians through training sessions for dietetic interns at several Oklahoma universities. Heather, tell me about one of these recent intern training sessions.
So we recently hosted dietetic interns from Oklahoma State University for a media and ranch day in Stillwater. The purpose of such events is threefold. First of all, we want to educate future dietitians about the benefits of beef, about beef's nutritional benefits, and then we want to provide them an overview of all Beef Checkoff funded research, which truly demonstrates beef's role in a healthy diet. The second is to provide media and food demonstration training to assist them in their future careers. And the third is to educate them about beef production and answer their questions about the use of technology in beef production and beef sustainability.
Thanks, Heather. As always, we invite you to go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner to learn more about what's going on with your beef checkoff dollars. oklabeef.org.
Triple-digit losses in feeder cattle futures today, building pressure throughout the rest of the livestock complex as renewed support in the corn and wheat futures sparked some concern of further production costs in livestock. Corn futures were higher today in moderate trade. July corn futures about 6 cents higher. Stock markets were mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones 45 points higher. NASDAQ down 8 points. Over in live cattle, mixed trade remains in live cattle futures despite the strong push lower throughout the rest of the complex. Traders quickly backing away from the initial market gains, although nearby futures holding firm with prices steady to 10 cents higher. The triple-digit losses in feeder cattle trade led to moderate pressure in deferred live cattle trade, although several factors remain limiting further market support. The sharp morning rally in corn and wheat markets sparked some renewed pressure. Cash cattle trade, though, remains quiet here today following light trade. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, higher, up 25 cents in select and up 44 cents per hundredweight in choice with light movement of 57 total loads. Over in feeder cattle today, cattle futures were quickly turning lower following strong buying moving into the corn and wheat markets. Price reversals once again put the emphasis on higher production costs and growing uncertainty of long-term market direction. August feeder cattle futures holding losses of $2.35 per hundredweight, moving prices back to $137 per hundredweight. Given the strong buyer support, though, over the last several days, feeder cattle futures are still well above contract and long-term lows, but the lack of stability in the market creating some widespread concern. Meanwhile, grains were mixed today, with corn trade 5 to 7 cents higher and soybean trade narrowly mixed following the reversal in corn trade. Meal was $1 to $2 lower and oil 35 to 45 points lower. Finally, in wheat, trade was 7 to 19 cents higher with Chicago leading as trade looked to stabilize the break in the board trade. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.